What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Let me know if you can hear me. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. I adjusted my mic a little bit. I did a few tests on it, and I just want to know if that I'm coming in loud and clear. Let me know. Please give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. And give a big thanks to all the moderators that are. All right, cool. Thank you. I also got Juanito on standby right now. He's coming on. Some big things are in the works, but we're going to be very, very discreet on how we're talking about everything because it's hunting season and I got to be a good boy. So this is all, there's so many things going on behind the scenes. I'm going to jump on with Juanito after this. That'll be on ninoscorner.tv. There's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes. I haven't had him on in a little bit, so it's good to catch up with him. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod 1977, when the lights go out, on Amazon. Also, the Mexican mix, see? That's how everyone talked in the 40s. All right. Folks, Noble Gold, you got to get your gold. Banks are failing left and right. Geopolitical tensions are escalating. Inflation is raging. Despite what they say, stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking very good, but you can do something about it. Yet gold endures every crisis, wars, disasters. No calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures every time. So you need to take a fresh look at gold. Steadying your portfolio, and right now get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Go to Noble Gold Investments. The link is down below, folks. This is going that direction. You got to be on top of the game here. So how'd you guys like the Fox News hit I did? I literally had, I only had about 2 hours. I got the call 2 hours before even going on, and that was all off the cuff. I thought it was a prank. I thought someone was punking me. And then I get on there and I start working out the details, technical issues, microphones, this and that. And I was like, oh man, this is go time. It's go time on Fox News. So I just like to say thank you to Jesse Waters and all them for having me on. It was cool. It was a cool experience. What do you know? I got Eddie Bravo coming on. We're going to be talking a little bit about boxing. Can Joe Rogan kick your ass? Folks, it's just a figure of speech. I mean, I'm not saying me. I'm asking you, can he kick your ass? Supposedly, he kicks like a donkey. Like, he can kick really hard. So, Eddie Bravo comes on. We talk about the death of boxing, how UFC just basically killed boxing, how Tyson Fury basically really put the nail in the coffin for boxing. It's a good, good interview. You'll enjoy it. I know a lot of you are enjoying this Steve How to Hunt interview with the Sasquatch people. The people, okay? Radioactive. I don't know. I mean, you all make up your own mind on that one. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. And Nino's Truth. You can go to Nino's Truth. That one's not so shadow banned. Twitter is Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com. Bing right there. Get yourself a shirt, a hat, some socks. Yes, I have socks. I got on Nino'sCorner.tv right now. I got Gene Decode. It's fire, folks. Everyone loves Gene Decode. That's just explosive. It's awesome. It's going off right now. He's also going to be the general in the general's tent. Gene Decode. That's going to be December 20th. Ask, fire away, folks. Ask all the questions you want. Gene Decode, General's Tent, the 20th at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I also have Jim Willie. I got to tell you something, folks. He's saying, and I'm going to ask Juanito right now, basically, and Juanito can clear this up. White Hats have won. It's just about how they want to end the game. I don't know. I'll ask Juanito that right now. But the Jim Willie interview is fire. That's going up. I also did a version for FluffTube, so that's coming up on FluffTube as well. That's great. It's going to be a big one. I've done two interviews with Jim Willie. It's awesome. Scott McKay's coming on. Kerry Cassidy's coming on. Jason Shurka, and of course the one and only Wano Saving, baby. Oh yeah. And folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. You know, I was expecting them on Fox News to have me do this, so I was fully prepared to do this on the Jesse Waters show. So maybe next time they'll ask me. I don't know. Turn it down or turn it up, folks. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Juanito, Juanito, Juanito. Now, folks, let me know if you can hear him. Let's do a check. I do this ghetto every time. I hold my phone to the mic. I don't even know if it works, but let's see if this works. Juan, are you there? Can you guys hear him? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear him. You guys might have to turn up the volume a little bit.
Yeah, some of the people need their hearing aids cranked. That's true.
I know I got an older audience. No, just kidding. All right, everyone can hear you, Juanito.
Well, that's very cool. Actually, though, it's an interesting question with the Jim Woolley thing. If you think about it, remember all the way back at the tail end of 2022, I said that 2023 would be the year of the whistleblower. And by the way, 23 means anything stamped with 23 in the occult is stuff that affects the whole world, because it takes two people with 23 chromosomes to make a new human. And so their little game they do with the numbers, 23 is the world number. So they've had this attitude they're going to do things. Well, we play with them also. And so it's the...
It's trolling. You're trolling back and forth.
That's right. And the reality is that we've had a whole year. What started out as a little bit of a trickle of whistleblowers at the beginning of the year, as you had to do a Republican House and all the dramas that went through there, became, you know, a few dozen, and then it was a couple hundred, and literally the House investigative committees have had to slow down. They've had to screen who they wanted to listen to, not because they didn't want to hear stuff, but because the volume of whistleblowers was so great, they had to pick and choose. Well, do we even want to take time to listen?
Hold on, Juanito. Get John out of the chat. John, hold on, Juanito. John Quinn, get him out. Get him out of here. Sorry, Juan. Got to regulate.
The regulators. So at the end of the day, you have a moment in time right now where, so you had a bunch of whistleblowers. What's going to happen with it? 2024 is about all of the rubber meeting the road and getting traction. It's taken quite a while for all of that to, you know, come full circle. And now we go after events that everybody, you know, huge portions of the country showed up at and then got into legal mire because of it. Some of the things happening there is just stunning within the courts and other things. The machinations are starting to come unraveled in the legal arena. And so, for example, one of the key players going against Trump in the legal arena, the
Mr. T, say Mr. T.
Yeah, that's started to come unraveled. There's been all sorts of revelations. One of my friends did something huge on his Telegram site that just happened last night, 6 o'clock. He posted something. So there's a lot of things now that are going to start to really come to the head. Look at what the House is ready to do with the proceedings against President Biden.
Yeah, I mean, it's all coming to a head.
Starting to come to a head, yeah. And so,
but you told me before we went live that Dead Man's Trigger, right? Or
Dead Man Mocking.
Dead Man Mocking. There you go. Dead Man Mocking McAfee. Folks, and if you don't know, so that there's a countdown to that right now, but we're not going to say the letter, but there's a countdown to that right now, correct?
Well, yeah, what you're really seeing, you have multiple personalities that will be posted there, details that they had that are converging on a point. So part of the reason, if you expected posts to come back in exactly the same way they were occurring during an earlier era, that's not at all the plan. There's, you know, you always got to change things up. And so we're not doing the last routine this time around. And of course, the other side has already understood from a global level that the way things operate in the political here in the U.S. is about to come unraveled. So they're going to do a change up also. That's why they've been trying to get us into some kind of a war or conflict outside.
Right, be careful with this right territory here, Juanito.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish this. Let's finish this on Nino's Corner. Is that cool, Juanito? Can I call you right after this program?
Sure. And just one tiny thing, you know, we kid about it a bit, but we are unable to have open conversations
right now, especially,
and that should trouble. It should actually annoy every last person in this audience. That's not the American way. Even though you might get away with it and have gotten away with it for a long time to post or say or do stuff, even in some of the lanes where you've gotten away with it forever and nobody's taken anybody down, nobody stopped anything. We're literally in a moment where it's not even just about you get it up and get it posted. Does it get stomped down
exactly
in views or other things to, you know,
shuffled
people back?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot there. We have a friend that we should probably talk about. There were, he needs to, his story is very important, and we've talked about before, needs to be continued to talk about related to real estate deals and LLCs.
Are you talking about Mike?
Yeah, and you know, the one thing I want to say there, just because you haven't heard, there's stuff that's gone to whole different levels now. It has gone to other states, and some of that's getting ready to come out. And it's epic. It's just stunning. And I'll give a teaser hint. One property that was purchased for $200,000 the very next day was mortgaged with a mortgage company for $800 million.
Jeez.
And that's the stuff that we found. We cross-checked, we verified, we're like, what in the world? That's these payoffs that are happening behind the scenes.
All right, let's talk about that on the back. You know,
well, I just want people to understand it's if you got money like that being done and big companies involved and people involved in it, when we're talking about, you know, things happening, there is things happening. The magnitude, the numbers are so fantastic. And the stuff that's going to come out, stuff, it'll make Hunter Biden's stuff pale in comparison.
Let's talk about
that's
that.
That's the stuff that's coming as we get to traction. They thought they had a great time doing all this legal stuff against Mr. T. How's it going to feel when real action starts to come and the American people find out just how horrendously they're being dealt with, you know? So yeah, let's talk about it.
All right.
I've got a tight window because I've got,
I'll call you right after this broadcast. Juanito, I'll call you right after. All right, folks, bro. There you go. All right, Juanito. Got to be careful with him all the time. I mean, you never know what's going to slip. And folks, if you catch my morning shows, good for you, because they go into editing right afterwards. They start on them really fast because I like to slip up. I slip up all the time. But I got to tell you, folks, I love having Juanito on. There's multiple clocks counting down, if you know what I'm talking about. Do not put it in here. Can you guys, can still hear me okay? I'm sorry about the ghetto studio, but it just is what it is. If I had an elaborate studio, I sometimes think you wouldn't listen to me. If I showed up with my hair nicely combed, a tie, and I talk like this, I don't think you guys would give a shit about me, to be honest. I think you only like it because I'm ghetto as fuck. Right? Okay. Folks, so yeah, I'm going to put the Jim Willie stuff up. I'm going to air one of them on FluffTube, the 20-minute. That's about 20, 30 minutes. And then the rest goes on there. But I got to say, I've been talking a lot with Juanito, and there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes that's going to make this stuff just boom, explode. And I'm going to try to get him to he goes at his speed. He goes at his pace. So I'm going to try to get him to disclose what he's told me on the telephone. And hopefully you guys could bask in the glory, because it's coming. It's coming. And, you know, it's like Jim Willie said. He said, it's not about if. It's already done. It's about how they're going to close up the show. That's what I'm understanding. That's what I'm hearing. But you're going to watch a lot. Enjoy the panic moves. Enjoy the squirmish squealing of these people, because they're going to come out like gangbusters and point fingers and yell dictator, and he's this, and he's a maniac, and he's going to send this person to jail and that person. And yeah, we know that. We've been talking about this for how long now? How long have we been talking about this? And everyone's just catching up. I sometimes wonder, I really do sometimes wonder if the MSM watches the alternative podcasters to get info, because they're so damn lazy. They don't want to do their own work. I really believe that. So remember, there are no more moves to be made. Folks, we're actually watching. It's like the chessboard, and we're looking at them, and we're going, we got you. We got you. So right now they're like, what moves can we make? And I'm sorry about the title. I'm sorry about the title of this this FluffTube video. I'm being very, very vague. I have to be. So I know it's going to slow down the algorithm, and that sucks. But I'm going to have to play nice for right now until things change. So for right now, I really appreciate if you like, subscribe, and share. Just share this on your Twitter. Take a moment and share it on your Getter, on your True Social. Get it out there, because I need your help, because otherwise – it's not going to go anywhere, because I am being very vague with everything I have to say now. So Jim Willie came on NinosCorner.tv and stated the White Hats have won. It's just about how they want to end it. And he gets some pretty damn good intel. I think Juan agrees with me completely. Something's going to happen with McAfee. What it is, I guess it's a dead man mocking. That's coming. As of now, they're going to run with panic pleas for the public, for the American. They're going to try to win back the American people. Now, remember, it wasn't long ago, I just had a video where I was stating they're going to use some kind of celebrity power to try to shift things in their momentum, because they're still dealing in that old paradigm. They're still dealing in that old magic, the old game that you used to fall for. Just, man, really, let's be honest. 4 or 5 years, me and I never fell for it, okay? I did that. But a lot of you did. But they were using this. It was working cleverly and beautifully just up until a couple years ago. Really 2020, let's say. It's not working anymore. The magic has shifted. And Bob Crestone, Wonder Bob, if you're listening to me, I know you're laughing. The only one running out of time right now is Biden, but they're going to have you, they're going to make you believe that they're going to run with, he's a dictator. He's going to abuse his power. They're going to start stealing narratives from Mr. T. They're going to go all in. I mean, it's going to be MSM is their main weapon, and that's what they're going to use to go full ham. God, I hate censoring myself. I hate this. But it's about how they want to close the show now, from what I'm understanding. Very, very limited moves. You're going to really see people come out now and just be like, you're going to be blown away by these people that are going to back Biden, back that agenda. You're going to be thrown off. Thank you, Suzanne. You're really going to be thrown off. You're going to be like, I can't believe what I'm seeing here. You're going to be like, this guy, really? That's who they are? That's who they really, really are? Yes. Yes, that's who they are. They owe it. They're part of the old system. The old system's done. It's done. We're moving into a new paradigm, but it has to properly break. And guess what, folks? A lot of banks are closing. Banks closing at alarming rates. So listen, I understand you're going to panic. You know, people are going to be losing money. Jack Straw tweets, 12 of the largest banks in the United States have formally notified their credit card providers that they will cease requiring their services effective midnight on Thursday, December 14th. You know, if you ask Bo Pony's been saying this is going to happen for a long time. Financial institutions globally are shutting down physical branches at an increasing rate. That's why I do these ads for Noble Gold, gold and silver, folks. Get over there and talk to a representative. Let them help you out here. Because from what Juanito's told, I ask Juanito all the time, crypto, do I go to crypto? Gold and silver, David. That's it. That's all he says, gold and silver. Thank you for the super chats, by the way. They go kind of faster, so I don't get to read them. Hey, how'd you guys like my low testosterone Newsom comment? It's good. Gavin the Grinch. I don't know. I just came up with that off the cuff. I was like, Gavin the Grinch. I don't know. My cat, by the way, is by my legs, and I always call cats she. He's biting my toes again. He wants attention. I've never owned a cat, and this is a new experience. The dynamic of the house has changed. The cat is letting my dogs know that he runs the show. He's letting everyone know he's the boss. And I really can't believe cats are extremely intelligent. I would have never thought that. I thought they were just whatever. I didn't really care for cats. My whole perspective has changed on cats completely. They order dogs bow down to cats. Do you guys know this? I'm experiencing it firsthand. I've never seen anything like this in my life. They're very, very smart. Anyway. So did the fall of the cabal lady pass away? Because I'm hearing a lot of rumors. And don't put it in here if she did something to herself. But I'm hearing that she's missing, or what's going on with her? She did a huge service to humanity, but it's really strange that she can't be found. So Nino Sicily, yo, thank you. So is she – have you guys heard this? Missing, huh? Yeah, I've been hearing this. Hopefully she's okay. No, that's an old tweet. No, she moved and she's fine. Okay, good. That's why I asked the question. I didn't say it was validated, but, you know, hey. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson was in discussion with military leaders. What are they planning here? Why does he need to be in any discussion? What does this guy know about military anything? He's a WWE wrestler. But they need the star power, don't they? So, in discussions with military leaders at the Pentagon, why? Why do you send this guy to the Pentagon? This is how stupid they think you are. Do they have an interest of him running for president? Question. DNC is in full panic mode, folks. Seriously, this is panic. Enjoy it. And I'm going to tell you right now, The Rock, your career's over. This is it. You're done. You take this side, you go this direction, you're done, hombre. You're done. Sancho says, you're over. You never wrestled, Sancho. I don't fucking wrestle. I just knock people out. So we're going to see what they're going to do with Biden. Remember, folks, we said this on Nino's Corner a long time ago. You guys are way ahead of the ball if you're on ninoscorner.tv, because we talked about Democrat musical chairs. We talked about Mr. T getting arrested. We did this years before it happened. So you're years ahead of the ball. and more to come. So I'm telling you right now, my marker, a lot of people are asking about my marker. It hasn't been met yet that I know of. Juan disclosed to me today that it might be been met, and I just didn't know. So thank you, Mark Veen. Veen. Champ, you killed it. Gavin the Grinch on Fox, epic. That's the best I could. I had to keep it G-rated on Fox, by the way. But this is what they want you to believe. Remember I said evil steals narratives. Evil steals narratives, and they try to run with it. Just like The Awakening, they used it and packaged it up and gave it to you as the woke. This is what they do. So Mr. T races the clock, races against the clock as criminal trials 2024 election near. As 2024 rapidly nears, the former president faces parallel races to win the upcoming election and slow walk four criminal cases from going to trial until then. Thank you, Orvin. Triggering clashes with prosecutors and judges across the country. Although Mr. T has consistently leveraged delays as a tactic in his legal battles over the years, his attempts to stall his criminal prosecutions have higher stakes, including the possibility Mr. T will ultimately try to squash federal probes against him and pardon himself if he's elected. You know what? Trump's attorneys have regularly emphasized their clients' campaign obligations in court filings and hearings, contending the cases, which they claim are tantamount to election interference. So, folks, they're saying he's in a race against time, but guess who else is in a race against time? Literally, Biden. And if you watch my Rumble, I put it up on Rumble. I said, folks, lawyers are meeting with lawyers right now saying, listen, we'll drop all the charges. We'll give you the world. Just go away. Please, go away. I don't think so. So here's something that they're going to run with. Mr. T's dictator remark puts 2024 campaign right where Biden wants it. Donald Trump keeps returning the 2024 presidential race to the ground where Joe Biden wants to fight. After Mr. T told Fox News Town Hall he would not be a dictator upon returning to office other than day one, he said first day, what he's going to do, the Biden campaign pounced. They looked at that as like an opportunity. It heightened Trump's remarks in another moment in which the GOP frontrunner showcases undemocratic and dangerous plans for a possible second term. Biden has expressed his fear to confidence that Trump, Mr. T, would have unchecked power if he were to return to office. Now, you get what they're saying here, right? They're letting people know, like, things that letter in the alphabet is always talked about. Don't put it in here, but always talked about, like, this person could get arrested. That person might get arrested, and they might, you know, who knows might happen to them. They're letting you know right now, holy shit, it looks like it's going to happen. He's Hitler. Run for the hills. It's like Jaws coming. They can't get out of the water. They can't get out of the way. They can't get out of the water. This is so bad, folks. And I know you guys, you know, you don't get to hear the stuff that I do. I mean, behind the scenes, amongst the podcasters, Patriot community, Intel, stuff like that. But I am as transparent as it can be. You go to ninoscorner.tv, you hear it all. I don't hide anything from you. But they know what's coming, okay? They know what's coming. Now, from what I'm hearing, especially off record with Jim Willie, with a few other people, it's about how they want to close the show. Now, that's going to be the tricky part. So The Mr. T dictator comment reignites criticism in his camp. And his camp tries to curb it. So Mr. T's campaign asks allies on Capitol Hill in recent days to publicly counter criticism that the former president would govern like a dictator in his second term, according to people familiar with the matter. Yet on Tuesday, Trump reignited the criticism. Pressed twice on the topic during a televised town hall with Fox News host Sean Hannity. I don't know what you guys think about Sean Hannity. I don't know. Including on whether he would never abuse the power or as retribution against anybody. So basically what they're saying is, you promise you won't hurt us? Oh my God, we're getting scared. So that when this happens, when this comes, they're going to be like, see, that's going to be the next narrative. See, oh my God, we told you what he was going to do. He's crazy. He's lost his mind. He's a maniac. The cure has to be able to fundamentally get rid of the disease forever. Understand that. Now I've said I'm going to watch the pendulum. If it's from the left and it's going to the right, I'm watching it, folks. But it's going to go really far that way. I'm just telling you right now, the pendulum is going to swing that way very far. How dumb are you? Steve Bannon loses it on Sean Hannity for asking Mr. T if he will be a dictator. So former Trump House advisor and campaign manager Steve Bannon tore into Fox News host Sean Hannity on Wednesday after Hannity asked the former president if he would be a dictator if returned to the White House. Bannon, who regularly insults Fox News on his far-right conspiracy theory-promoting podcast, fumed at Hannity for asking the question and called the veteran host an idiot and dumb. Bannon began his monologue by calling Rupert Murdoch many names. I don't want to say it on FluffTube because I got to keep it G-rated. Okay. Bannon then praised Mr. T for heckling Hannity with a comical reply and argued that the Fox Town Hall audience was not just laughing at Trump's reply, but they were also laughing at Hannity. I don't know. I think Hannity's on a lot of people's shit list right now from what I can see. But leave it to Bannon. He will call you out, believe me. He will call you out. He don't give a shit. I like Bannon. I like Bannon's style. I got to know him pretty well. He's a really nice guy. He's a no shit type of guy, but he'll tell you what he thinks. And I respect that. I respect that. Bannon, you're supposed to be coming on my show again, by the way. I have not forgot. And guess what? I'm going to text you today and ask when you're coming on. I'd like to have, how many of you would like to see Bannon for one of the next general tents, huh? I'm going to try to get Steve Bannon for that. I'm going to try. I also asked, there's a few people, folks, that are like dodging. Like they don't like questions. I don't know. Makes me highly skeptical. What they want you to believe is Mr. T's Fox News town hall flopped compared to who? Compared to DeSantis. It flopped compared to DeSantis. Really? Sure. While Mr. T's Fox News town hall sit down with confidant Sean Hannity was the most watched cable news program on Wednesday, it still pulled in more than 1.5 million fewer viewers than the made-for-TV debate featuring GOP presidential primary rival Ron DeSantis. So they're basically saying, you don't know this, but Ron DeSantis, Ronnie the Clown, he's more popular than Trump. You don't know it. You don't know it. But believe me, reading this, now you know it. Now you know DeSantis is a lot more popular, right? We hope, right? Please, come on, guys. Republican debate ratings dropped 47%. 47%, but propels record night for News Nation. So The fourth GOP primary debate drew just over 4 million viewers on News Nation and the CW network Wednesday night, continuing the steady ratings decline for the first verbal bout in August. The audience for the two-hour debate from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, dropped 47% for the third debate November 8th in Miami, when an average of 7.5 million viewers tuned in to watch the White House contenders spar. Tells you something when the real candidate doesn't even need to show up to these things. That's how far gone. That's how big. That's how much this guy's got it in the bag. Okay, folks. So, but they're going to try to have you believe that. I told, on my Rumble channel, I explained why DeSantis is sticking around. Because lawyers are meeting, and they're giving him an ultimate, drop it, bow down, get out, and we'll drop all the charges. Allegedly. Okay? Allegedly. It's allegedly. Hunter Biden charged in a new federal indictment with engaging in a tax evasion scheme. Hunter Biden hit the 9 tax-related charges in new indictment. Hit with a 9 tax-related charges in new indictment. Hunter Biden has been indicted on 9 tax-related charges, including 3 felony counts, according to documents filed Thursday in a federal court in Los Angeles. The 56-page filing laid out a series of charges, including allegations that the president's son failed to pay taxes, failed to file, evaded an assessment, and filed a fraudulent form. The indictment says that rather than pay his taxes, the defendant spent millions of dollars on extravagant lifestyles. I don't know. Hookers and cocaine? I don't know. Oh, boy. Special Counsel David Weiss on Thursday secured a federal grand jury indictment charging Hunter Biden with multiple crimes, alleging he engaged in a 4-year scheme to evade paying federal taxes. So from what I'm understanding is that now's the time where they're going to go all in. The white hats are going to go all in and really, really, really lay it on them. And it's going to, folks, enjoy this. Really enjoy this. Biden wants to give, so he's going to try to win favor in any area that he can possibly win favor in. And one of them is Biden wants to give $500,000 to Americans. So Biden wants to give 500,000 500,000 Americans. So 500,000 Americans money to buy homes. And you know who he's talking about, right? The people from southern border, south of the border. That's who he's talking about, basically. Now, that's me assuming this, but I'm betting I'm right. The Biden administration said on Thursday it was looking to help hundreds of thousands of households to realize their dream. With your tax dollars, you're going to be paying for this. Realize the dream of home ownership. Part of his effort to reduce housing costs, increase supply of affordable homes, and mitigate the rising expense of paying for a house for Americans. So he's just going to give 500,000 people homes in your neighborhood. Yeah, I'm being serious. Though it's backing of a proposal known as the Neighborhood Homes Investment Act, it would promote home ownership for the additional 500,000 households while increasing neighborhood revitalization investments. The act will introduce a new federal tax credit to help fund the development and renovation of 1-to-4 family housing in distressed urban, suburban, and rural neighborhoods. I'm telling you, folks, I called this a long time ago. Whoo! I need to get Shiva back on here. I know I do. Jeffrey Epstein flight log subpoena request denied by Democrat Senate Judiciary Committee. What are they hiding? That's my question. What are you hiding? Senator Marsha Blackburn criticized Senator Dick Durbin My name is Dick Durbin. She's criticizing Dick Durbin. Dick Durbin for allegedly blocking her request to file a subpoena for the Jeffrey Epstein flight logs. It's all coming down as we speak, folks. Everything, they've waited till this year, coming into this year, to go full force. I'm telling you that right now. Every month from here on out, every day is Red October, okay? So if Red October was a vertical jump up, every day, every week, every month is a vertical jump up from here going forward. Shit is going to escalate like you've never imagined before. It's all coming. Senator Dick Durbin, blocked my request to subpoena Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. What are Democrats trying to hide? I got to tell you, folks. These people don't want it out. And it's coming. Oh, it's coming. So around the same time, Stephen Colbert takes a hiatus. And I'm not saying there's any relationship. I don't know. I leave it to you. I lay it out for you all to play it out. But I found it was kind of interesting. Around the same time Steve Colbert takes a hiatus, Mark Cuban is leaving Shark Tank and three of his biggest moments on the show. It is official. Mark Cuban says he's leaving ABC's Shark Tank after more than a decade on the show. Now, he could just be sick of it. But I find the timing. I find the timing peculiar. It's official. Mark says he's leaving ABC Shark Tank after more than a decade on the show. The billionaire entrepreneur and investment plans to move on after season 16 ends in 2025. He told The Hollywood Reporter on Monday. Would you be surprised if they pulled this guy around to the side and was like, we need you to run for president. We need you to run against Trump. Would that surprise you guys? Because it wouldn't me. Maybe we can get The Rock and Mark Cuban together and make this orgasmic. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I'm just guessing. No, you guys don't see it. Maybe you don't know. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. But, or could it be other things? It could be a lot of different things. You know, folks, you know that. We know what games they play. Sleeper cell fears vast Hamas terror. Cell network will be activated over Christmas in UK and Europe as Israel issues urgent warning. So Israel's issuing an urgent warning to watch out for Israel's issued a chilling warning to 20 European countries over a massive network of Hamas agents operating undercover. It comes days after the EU warned of the huge risk of terrorist attacks this Christmas. EU issued a warning of risk of terror attacks over Christmas credit. So Israel alerts European nations of Hamas network operating secretly in their country. So with our border being wide open, are they going to come here? I've been talking about this a long time, folks. If you've been watching me, I said this 3 years ago. So a lot of things are happening. Fears of terror attacks intensify after deadly Paris stabbing that left one dead. A tourist was killed by an ISIS supporter near the Eiffel Tower on Saturday. Israeli diaspora's plea comes after the rise of people talking bad about those J people. Hate sweeps European countries. See, they can never do any wrong. They can't do any wrong. And if you say anything, how dare you? So they're saying this is escalating, and there's a lot here to read, but I don't want to, I got to keep it G-rated, but you know, there was a Vegas shooting. Now, this guy wasn't Hamas. He wasn't Hamanachana. He wasn't that. But Vegas shooting leaves three people dead and one in critical condition after a man in his 60s, went, I mean, in your 60s, aren't you tired, man? I guess he was real, I guess he was fed up and tired, right? But, I mean, aren't you just, I'm at 46, and I'm like, I'm done. I'm tired. This dude had enough in him, though. He had enough piss and vinegar in him to go on a 40-minute rampage across University of Nevada, Las Vegas before being shot dead by cops. A gunman in his 60s opened fire on the University of Nevada's Las Vegas campus on Wednesday, murdering three and leaving one critically injured. Police said they were called at 11:45 a.m., and officers immediately responded and engaged the suspect, who was pronounced dead shortly after. The gunman and three victims had not been named, and police would not discuss any possibility or motive. His connection to the university is still very unclear. Do you guys know anything about this? 60 is the new 40. So what's 40? The new 20? I don't think so. I like how everyone says, oh, don't you know 60 is the new 40? I'm watching a lot of people, man. A lot, and I'll say I'm watching a lot of narcissists. They cannot handle aging and they really fuck up their face. Oh, I'm going to get Botox. I'm going to get filler. I'm just going to get a little bit of this pulled back. What if I showed up in my, you know, hi everybody. I just got, do you guys like my work? Don't I look younger? Don't I look so much younger? I look like a leaser. I'm just saying, I mean, at what point do you see that this is not working out for everybody? It's just not working out for everybody. I'm, for some, maybe. But for most everybody, it's just not working out. And I don't know. I'm just saying maybe you should just age gracefully. There's nothing wrong with aging gracefully. There's nothing wrong with aging gracefully. You still look 40. You still look 50, by the way. You don't look any younger. You just look weird. That's it. You're not fooling anybody about your age. In fact, wrinkles could make you look more attractive. If they're like wrinkles for smiling or anything like that, you don't need lips. You just need to look yourself. All right, folks. Anyway, Texas woman can get an emergency abortion after a fatal fetal diagnosis. Judge rules. So a Travis County judge ruled on Thursday that a Texas woman could terminate her pregnancy because of health concerns, a groundbreaking step in the wake of the state's near total abortion ban. Katie Cox, a 31-year-old Dallas woman, petitioned the court after her fetus was diagnosed with a typically fatal condition that could also put her health and fertility at risk. The idea that Ms. Cox wants desperately to be a parent and this law might actually cause her to lose the ability is shocking and would be a genuine miscarriage of justice, District Judge Maya Guerra Gamble said during the 30-minute hearing. So I will be signing this into order. The Texas Attorney General's office is likely to appeal the ruling, which is effective for the next 40 days. The office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. At the start of the hearing, Guerra Gamble declined to hear the state's motion to dismiss the suit. Abortion is banned in Texas other than to save the life of the mother or prevent substantial impairment of a majority bodily function. What do you guys think of this? What's your thoughts on this? If the mother's life is in danger, the kid's life is in danger, do you agree with abortion? Seriously. See, there's a lot of gray area here for me, at least. And what if the kid's coming out and like never will be able and will never be able to provide for himself or herself or never be able to do anything? I mean, I don't know, folks. I just kind of look at things like there's certain scenarios that I can be a little bit liberal on if you want to know the truth. I don't know. What if Uncle Charlie came in the room? What if Uncle Charlie came in the room? Just saying. And things happened. You're telling me that's not a case for, I don't know. There's just so much gray area, folks. There's so much gray. Well, you would give that little baby up for adoption. Who's going to want that baby? It's going to be, I don't know. I'm just saying. There's a lot of moving parts is all I'm saying. Doomsday Community wants people to live in 575 bunkers for when all hell breaks loose. A Doomsday Community is in search of residents to live in its... What do you mean? What are you talking about? A Doomsday Community is in search of residents to live in its 575 bunkers, which can reportedly fit up to 10,000 people in the Black Hills mountain range in South Dakota. A former Army base, which stored munitions, has been repurposed into bunkers. So they're going to thrive off people's fear, and I bet you a lot of people are going to buy into this shit. The base has since been transformed into livable bunkers aimed to providing an epic humanitarian survival project, not just for the top 1%. Dante Vecino, the executive director of Vivos, who runs the Doomsday Bunkers, told AbsolutelyBusiness.com, average people can now reserve their spot for when all hell breaks loose. Now, makes a lot of sense to me because I've heard, these are rumors, that we're going to pull the reins back in America, but shit's still going to kick off in about 5 to 7 years. Now, is that real? Is that true? I don't know. I'm not psychic. It's just the shit that people tell me. Eat the meat and throw away the bones. SpaceX, me and Eddie Bravo talked about SpaceX a little bit on the upcoming interview. Make sure you watch that. That's going to be premiering Saturday. And folks, I can't stress enough, please share my videos. Help me help you. Share my videos, por favor. SpaceX Starlink clears military tests, paving way for contracts. Wait a minute. What do you mean you cleared military tests? Didn't your rocket just explode? That's a failure to me. Or did it go through the firmament? I don't know. Snedeker seems to think it went through. I didn't see any pieces fall down. I didn't see any black smoke. Just saying, with 33 engines, you'd see a lot of explosions. I don't know. Anyway. I know, I'm crazy. Let's get to what the fuck news in what the fuck news. Brandy Mallory cause of death revealed. Could it be this? I don't know, just saying. Extreme weight loss star Brandy Mallory died from complications due to obesity. This according to her official autopsy report. TMZ obtained the document from the Fulton County Medical Examiner citing the extreme weight loss star's weight, enlarged heart, and some elevated blood indicators suggestive prediabetes, all as factors in her overall health. So the paperwork says there was no sign of a recent injury, and there is no reason to suspect foul play either. The report does note there was trace amounts of marijuana and alcohol in her system. I'm sure that didn't kill her. But the coroner says neither played a role in her death. Here's how they put it in the autopsy. In my opinion, that Brandy E. Mallory died of complications of obesity. What's considered a significant condition contributing to her death. It also lists her death as natural when it comes to the manner. So what do you guys... So you know why I'm reading this, right? You know why I'm reading this? Because I'm very suspicious of it all of it. All these new deaths, I kind of look at like, oh, yeah, it was natural. Of course it was. Don't put it in here. TMZ broke the story. Mallory was found dead in the Atlanta strip mall parking lot after being seen entering her car the night before. A concerned bystander called 911 and said he suspected there was a body in the car, as he noticed it hadn't moved for a long time. So I don't know. You know, you got to think to yourself, there sure are a lot of people dropping. What's it from? I don't know. I don't know. Could be anything. Could be anything, right? Not much of an audience today. I know when I'm real vague on my titles and my headlines, I risk that. But if you could share, I'm just trying to stay alive, keep my nose above water for the next year because it's going to get crazy. Folks, go to my Rumble channel, Nino's Corner. Go to ninoscorner.tv. I'm going to be airing the Jim Willie video on YouTube, on FluffTube, in the next, let's see, what's today, Friday? Probably Sunday night. And then go to, and then the real good stuff, you know where it's going to be. So, all right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting, yeah! And the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. Later. Y'all have a good weekend.